The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We have Chloe here today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Chloe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, Chloe.
We're doing good. We're doing good.
We're great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you were so glad to have you here.
Guys.
Oh, that's so nice. We love you too. Now, are you having some kind of problem with somebody, though? Is that why you're calling? Or?
Yes, I need your help because I'm having a problem with my brothers, like with all my brothers, but like specifically my older brother. He's the ringleader.
Oh, he's the okay.
Okay.
Situation.
Yeah. What are your brothers all doing to you?
So the problem is, every time I date a guy, they scare him away, basically, by being rude, by being inappropriate, by just like threatening him. Sometimes, like, I'm dating this guy now, for instance, and like they have just been so systematically rude. And last night, they drove by his house. Like, they went, like, and kind of, like, parked in front of his house for a bit.
Why?
Were you there?
No, he told me. He's like, yo, I came outside, and your brothers are, like, there in their truck.
Why did they go to his house?
Outside, they drove away. They, like, peeled out. And, like, they say they do it to protect me, but it's, like, just weird, and every time I date a guy, this happens.
Okay, all right.
That's so
and
creepy.
I really like this guy, you know?
No, yeah, sounds like it. What's your ringleader brother's name?
That's James.
James. All right, let's call James and find out what his damage is.
Hello?
James.
Yeah, this is James.
Hey, what's your damage, dude?
I'm not following you, brother.
You mean you better follow me, dude, or else you're going to be followed by, like, you follow people.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Well, this is James. You called me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, James, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE in Jacksonville here. We host the morning show. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Nothing. We also have your sister, Chloe, on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Chloe, what's going on, girl?
Dude.
Yeah. James, Chloe told us you have a lot of issues with the guys that she dates, and you kind of stalk them and show up at their houses.
And threaten to kill them and stuff.
Yeah.
She's exaggerating. Oh. We're just looking out for our sister, that's all.
Yeah. But did you go by one dude's house yesterday that she's been dating and, like, stake it out?
Doing the standard stuff, man. Just checking on our sister, making sure this guy's on the up and up, you know? We love her, so we're making sure that she's taken care of.
No, that's very sweet. That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet and freaking creepy.
Yeah, a little creepy.
You keep doing this to me. Like, you just can't. Like, I want to find love, and I can't with you guys doing this.
Chloe, you're not a guy. You don't know what guys think. We do. So we're just
okay,
we got to filter these animals out.
Men are men,
know?
And women are women. And, like, I need to, like, I can take care of myself, you know? Like,
yeah.
Really.
Well, but family is here to take care of each other, so we're gonna help you out a little bit.
By staking out her boyfriend's in your car.
You wanted to, like, be nice and, like, maybe get to know him. And, like, why don't you, instead of, like, stalking him, why don't you invite him out? Why don't you be like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for beers or golf. Probably not hunting. Can you guys hang on 1 second? Because I think we may have some issues that we need to resolve, and I think there may be some people online that want to help. Can you guys hang tight?
Yes.
We'll chat with Allison from Yulee. Allison, you're in the same boat, huh?
Yeah. I have four sisters and one brother.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the one that does that to my brother.
Oh, you stalk your brother's girlfriends?
No, I don't stalk her, but I do invite her over and, you know, just scope her out, like, who are you? I've met, like, maybe three of his girlfriends, and not one of them have been good yet.
Now, all his girlfriends are crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with them, usually?
Yeah.
They're usually just too, they're clearly not about his good intentions. They're just there for the good looks and all that.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
And I don't really, you know, I want somebody that's going to help build my brother.
Do you feel like you end up scaring the girls away?
Not really nice. You know, I just, if I don't like them, then I'm going to definitely let them know.
Right. Do you ever like physically attack them or anything like that?
No. I mean, in middle school, I have fought several of his girlfriends, but
yeah.
not now. I'm mature now.
Now you're mature. Are you? Is this your younger brother or older brother?
It's my younger brother.
Your younger brother. That's very nice that you're looking out for him like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Allison. We appreciate it. By the way, she scared the hell out of me.
I know.
And I was just talking to her on the phone.
That's a little bit intense.
Yeah,
I'm not
really.
Gonna lie.
I don't beat him up anymore. I used to in middle school.
Like what?
Wow. Kimberly from this is a long going on problem. Kimberly from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Kimberly. We're good. What do you want to say about this whole situation?
I just want to say that the brother is a little bit overbearing. That's too much. Too much to be pulling up in front of the person's house. Are you kidding me?
I mean, clearly, I would think that's a scare tactic. Like, they're trying to... That's a scare tactic, right?
I don't know. I just think it's not right, and it's going to push every guy that's a girl date away from her.
Yeah, so you're like, you need to let...
He stops doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you need to let your siblings be independent, not just,
exactly.
Like, insane about it.
Said the girl who's, like, photocopying her sister's resume at work.
She asked me to do it. I'm not doing anything.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate that. This is Maggie from the South Side. Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Does something similar happen to you, too?
Oh, my gosh. I have six brothers. They did the same thing.
Oh.
It sucks. It's how they weed out the bad ones. I mean, my brothers were worse. They would, like, guy come over, they start cleaning their guns. So it's their way of protecting us. He has to stick up for himself. I mean, they did it to my husband. We've been together now for 30 years, so they're just doing their job.
They're doing their job as annoying brothers. Did they ever, was there ever bloodshed? Did your brothers and your husband ever, like, throw down physically?
Oh, no. Now they, I mean, totally love him. I think some days they like Tim better than me sometimes.
Yeah.
They're just doing their job. I mean, it's some crazies out there. So, and like he said, guys know guys. Like, we know women. So.
No, that's true. I guess you're right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I'll be honest with you. I've been trying to scare Megan's boyfriend away for a long time.
Oh, yeah? But, you my brother?
I mean, you know, I feel like it's your much older brother.
Yeah.
I'm with you. 340-9595. Is that standard stuff, or are they maybe being a little too overbearing? Hey, Lena from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Lena. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
So I've totally been in her situation. I have four older brothers, and I'm the baby of the family. So mm-hmm. I've been there and I've done that. But I want to tell her that it's really not that bad. That in my experience, what would probably be more helpful is if she had a guy that wasn't so afraid and would, you know, if her brothers are staking out his, you know, in front of his house, go out and offer him to come in. You know, I feel like if he was maybe proactive and not so scared, it would be a little different, maybe.
So basically the brothers are proving that he's just a big wuss and not right for her anyway.
In my experience, that was, God, was that the truth? Unfortunately, you know, because God knows I would love nothing more than tell my brother he's wrong.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
All right, cool. Hey, listen, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. Well, look, Chloe, a lot of people are saying, you know, you can't fault your brothers for loving you too much, that, you know, not a lot of people have that kind of family bond.
I'm not faulting them for loving me too much, but it's just, like, if they loved me, they would want me to find someone. And, like, all I'm saying is, like, just there's different ways to get to know people. Like, you can just, you know, just say, hey, bro, like, we want to get to know you. You know, our sister's into you. Like, let's take you out. Let's take you out to dinner, man.
Let's go get a beer or something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe try that, James. Would that work? Or are you going to stick with the, you know, staking them out at night in front of their house? Menacingly.
This dude will be on his best behavior. You know, it's not going to be his.
No, then he's going to call the cops, you freak. Like, no.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Hang on. This is not going to work at all. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.